Oh, what have you done? We've just started rolling. You can't eat a carrot on a podcast.
Well, it's either I eat the carrot or it goes up my poop chute.
Oh, that doesn't make any sense. Can we get on with the podcast? Can you?
Yeah, let me finish my carrot first.
Fine. You're such a diva.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Cat Bake Show, the longest running podcast in the world, the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, Cat Baker, voted number one person in the UK. Let me just get this carrot out of my mouth. That's just the life of a vegan, you know, munching on carrots. You know, I used to have pet rabbits. Now, I was thinking recently, should I get some more pets? And I think if I was to get a pet, I would quite like a hedgehog, because they could, like, a hedgehog could, like, eat, like, the insects in my room. I've got a bit of a spider problem at the moment. Got lots of spiders hanging around outside. There's a group of them in the corner, and I feel like they're waiting to watch, like they're waiting to, like, be let inside. I feel like they might be fans of mine or something. But yeah. No, I'm actually an independent woman though. So when I do see a spider, I can put it in a glass and take it outside.
Ethically.
Ethical and impressive.
Good job. I personally hate them, but anyway.
There's one there.
Oh, God.
Just looking at us.
He's just hidden by my light, which is good. I can't see him.
He's been there for a while now, actually. But I said, you know what? I will let him be. I will let him do his thing, because he's not hurting anyone. You know, and I wish more people said that about me. You know, when I'm standing in the corner of a men's locker room watching, I'm not hurting anyone. I'm just there. So why remove me? You know, apparently I saw a thing on TikTok that was like, if a spider's inside, apparently if you move it outside, it's quite likely to die pretty soon. And that's what happens if you remove me from the men's locker room and you put me outside. I will die, because that's, you know, that's where I'm meant to be.
Interesting.
Yep. So, yeah. This is a sex positive podcast, I would say. Sex positive. You know, I've been subject of a campaign to destroy me recently by angry asexual Zoomers. I weirdly have this like one video that like went viral on my page. It's the, can this machine replace a man? It went viral like a year after I posted it. I don't really understand why. Or it was like a while after I posted it. But for some reason it's ended up on the For You page of like teenagers. Okay. And lots of them keep commenting on it, being like, this is gross. I'm a teenager. I'm reporting this. Also, can I just say, there's nothing you can see. The video is me, a joke about me having bought this fuck machine, right? And teenagers are like, this is absolutely disgusting. What's happened to teenagers, right? I feel like Zoomers are like the least, they're the most sex negative group of people in the world. I think there was like some weird cultural shift where, like, I don't know if it's like a post Me Too thing where like everyone nowadays is like, some kind of sexual predator or something. Like, they think everyone's a predator. And then also, I did actually read a thing that apparently Gen Z are having less sex than any other generation. And I just want to say to Gen Z, look, I'm someone who should have more sex, you know? But I just want to say to Gen Z, like, loosen the fuck up. Loosen the fuck up and try, I don't know, sucking some dick or something. You know, also Gen Z also are doing less drugs and alcohol than any other generation before. And I think it has a lot to do with, like, a lot of them are a lot more health conscious, which I guess is good as well. But it's also like, fucking hell, man, what are you doing then? What are you doing? I guess they're just all at home playing Fortnite or something.
Or they're in the gym, the workout culture.
Yeah.
Fitness culture.
They're in the gym working out and then posting TikToks being like, don't eat pussy, eat creatine. And just like, it's either they're like mad red pill crazy or they're like furries. That's like, there's no in between with Zoomers. Like, yeah, but both are not having sex.
So what does this mean for society, do you think?
Well, it means there's going to be a declining birth rate. Some think that's a good thing for, like, the environment, but I don't know. I think the environment stuff has more to do with bad distribution of resources rather than an overpopulation problem, but that's a conversation for another day. I think it means... I think it means that Zoomers... I feel like art is going to get worse.
Interesting.
Because, like, no one's fucking, no one's doing drugs, no one's drinking.
Well, arguably all the best music is from the 60s and 70s and everyone was on drugs and shit.
Yeah, and fucking in very problematic ways. You know, that's what makes good music. I'm not saying you have to, you know... sleep with a minor to make good music, because I know a lot of people did do that in the 60s, but just sleep with people, adults obviously, but do it. I was just watching recently, you know, the interview with Armie Hammer, and he was like on Piers Morgan, you know, he was like,
don't think I've seen that one. Who's Armie Hammer again?
You know, the guy who got cancelled for like being a cannibal. Cannibal.
Not a cannonball.
Cannibal. He's canceling a cannibal.
Like, is he like a serial killer? Like, what are we?
No, he's a famous actor, and he was like, and like some girl accused him, an ex accused him of like sexually abusing her. And but they revealed all the texts that he was like saying stuff like he wanted to eat her and things.
Oh, he's the guy from The Social Network.
Yeah.
The guy that plays the twins.
But apparently the case, like, obviously it doesn't mean anything, but apparently the case was dropped because there were texts back and forth that showed she was also into it or something.
Was it just a weird fantasy role play thing that they were doing? Yeah. That's what it sounds like. I swear I've heard that before where people are on the internet and they want a serial killer to come and kill them and eat them.
Yeah, so it was like, it was some sort of weird, fantasy role play, which I would say, I do want Gen Z to be more sex positive, but also at the same time, it is okay to say that some kinks are weird, you know? And I do think cannibalism is a step too far for me.
I mean, that's a bit much, because you can't eat... Well, I was going to say you can't eat someone without killing them. Technically,
has been cases of consensual cannibalism.
I guess you can chunk...
And there was, like, one guy who was... There was one guy who I would feed bits of himself to someone, but also... Like, he got it amputated off. But also, there was a case where a guy consented to being killed and eaten.
That's madness. That's like assisted suicide. That's a whole thing.
Yeah.
It must be the ultimate sexual release, because that's it. You can't have another one.
Yeah. And, you know, what a way to go. But I mean, to be fair, that is quite... That is literally the most ethical way to die, because you know, like, the energy that goes into cremation, it's it's a lot of energy, and it's bad for the environment. And then also people running out of, like, burying in the ground is, like, bad for the environment. So to actually be eaten is like a reduce, reuse, recycle kind of thing. Yeah,
I guess. No, I don't know. Maybe. That's an out there statement from a vegan who's clearly
I think because vegan. I'm a vegan, and I kind of see eating animals as not far off eating humans. Like, they both gross me out.
So you'd never eat a human, no matter how consensually it was.
But I think if you were like eating meat anyway, I mean. And they're offering it to you. Is it really that much different?
There's a lot. It's an ethical conundrum, this.
Especially if the pig didn't want to die, but the human did want to die.
You know, pigs eat humans. Pigs have been
good.
Known,
they bloody should. But, get their own back.
But you know, it's known, well, seemingly, allegedly, that various gangsters in various parts of the world will feed bodies to pigs. It's been referenced in a couple of movies and stuff. It's like, it's a good way to get rid of bodies. Like, pigs will literally just, like, munch up a body in, like, 20 minutes or whatever. So that's a thing.
They should, but surely... It's better just to give it to sharks.
No, I think it's more difficult because you can have a pig farm. It's literally...
Apparently, I was watching and I watched a lot of true crime stuff because I'm a woman and women love true crime stuff for some reason. And
so sexist.
But it is bloody true. I mean, do you watch a lot of true crime stuff?
No, I watch like...
Because you're a man.
I watch crime documentaries if like it's something specific that I'm interested in, but I don't dive into true crime just for the sake of it.
Yeah, no. See, I was just... Like, as you got here, I was listening to something about a woman who got murdered by her husband.
I only watch the stuff or listen to the stuff that's like... big elaborate stories that become like world famous. I wouldn't necessarily listen to a random
domestic thing. Violence case. Yeah. But for some reason I watch them. We as women watch them over and over again. I don't know why. But there was like someone, although this was a case, it was like a woman killed her husband, actually, you know, gender equality and all that. And they were like, he went missing, and they tried to suggest that like alligators had eaten him, but the police were like, alligators, if they eat a human, they actually keep it for like the body for a long period of time and just feed off it like little bits at a time. So if you were going to hide a body, you actually wouldn't want to feed it to an alligator because it wouldn't eat it right away. So
yeah, that's why apparently the pigs munching them up,
right? Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, so talking of mad things women do, I have aged. I'm 30 now, as we have discussed before, and I was considering whether I should get Botox. You know, maybe like sort of tighten my face up a bit or whatever.
So do look at the camera and give us your best like shocked face where your forehead moves there, because if you had Botox that wouldn't happen, and now relax it. Yeah. So if your forehead is quite animated and your eyebrows move a lot, people might notice that it stopped.
That is one thing I was thinking that was making me not want to get it. So I was like, I feel like with the content that I make, like all my comedy stuff, I need to be quite sort of like it looks, actresses are not good actresses when they've had a load of Botox.
Yeah, you need to be expressive.
Yeah. And of course I make incredibly creative work, you know, with very talented acting and of course.
I mean, we've all seen you cry on command.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Whoa. I'm crunk, man. That's all real.
Oh, that was a, oh, sorry.
It's all real.
Oh, sorry. I'm getting mixed up with your sketches and your documentary that you were in recently.
No. It's all very real. Thank you very much. Someone commented that on like one of my stuff recently, being like, I find it so funny when people comment stuff like, this is staged. It's like, no fucking shit, it's staged. Like, do you genuinely think, but I mean, people on the internet are so dumb that they can't.
What do you think goes through people's minds that comment like that while they're watching it? Do you think they get angry and go, oh, this is all fake, or what?
They're like,
gets into the mind of the person, like, that thinks.
Is someone who is so, who's really dumb but thinks they're smart, so they'll be like, you can't fool me, I know this is fake, even though everyone else has gotten that it's fake.
They're the type of people that, you know, 25 years ago watched The Office and thought it was legit.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it surprises me every day to no end how dumb people are on the internet.
But it means you're doing your content good.
Oh, it means I must be so good at acting.
It's not just acting, it's the decision that you make content.
Directive decision.
But like, you make it that like it's supposed to be real, but obviously it's a joke. But it's so good, yeah, and so real, people think it's real.
Wow.
So like, you know, true. Getting like rizzing up strangers and stuff.
So true. I'm just making stuff that sort of blurs the line between fact and fiction, you know. I'm just sort of making stuff that has people questioning things, and I think that's, you know, goes to show in my, you know, art. You know, I like to make content that makes people question things. Like with my porn, for example, I like to make men question their sexuality. You know, some men watch my porn and then say, am I gay? Because I didn't enjoy this. And I like to keep that kind of, you know, I like to keep people thinking. So
you get comments, people go, I'm gay now because I watched your stuff.
Not yet.
Have you ever had anyone ask for a refund on your OnlyFans? Is that a thing?
Oh, I haven't actually. So there is this thing on OnlyFans some people do where they do a chargeback. I think it's like Americans can do that with their banks. They like cancel the transaction or something and the bank gives it back. And people that do that are people that just like, they go in and they like steal your content and then re-upload it elsewhere normally. Because normally after I see a chargeback, I then see my stuff leaked. I think the only time I've had someone like complain, I had someone say something, I can't even remember what they said. But it was just like rude. They said, messaged me something and they were like, I think they accused me of not riding a dildo well enough or something. It was like something insane. And I was like, fucking hell, sorry, mate. And then he like apologized and I was like, sorry, I was having a tough time last night.
What the hell is wrong with people?
I was like, all right, mate, don't take it out on my riding skills. Jeez. So yeah, that's probably the only time I had someone complain. But otherwise, no, I get 10 out of 10 ratings all the time. So guys, go check it out, you know, so we can keep funding this podcast. You know, that's an important part of my OnlyFans. So even if you don't want to wank, and you do just want to hear me talk, subscribe, so then I can talk more here. That makes sense. But yeah, Botox. So I was thinking of getting Botox. Another procedure I've heard of recently is like pussy tightening. There's this form of pussy tightening that they're doing where you can actually get this sort of, well, so it's like a sort of vacuum like device you can get inserted into your pussy, and it makes your pussy grippier. You can actually get some of them they're actually Bluetooth like controlled, and you can actually sync the grip to some of your like favorite music. Like you can download it to like sync it with your Spotify playlist, but you have to get it like inserted by like a practitioner. You have to study for like, you know, a few years to get this license to insert this device. But yeah, I went to one of these practitioners and I said, you know, could I have one? And she said no, because your pussy is already so grippy that if I were to insert this, it would actually be dangerous for someone to enter you. So, like, it might actually snap it off. So,
interesting.
There's, yeah.
Maybe there's submissive men out there that want stuff like that.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there is a case where a man consensually chopped his penis off.
That's...
Or, like, asked someone. Or there was definitely... I was thinking, like, Jerry Springer. There was a guy who... Can you look this up? There was a guy who chopped his dick off. Look up guy who chopped his own dick off. I feel like, and sent it in to like Jerry Springer. Am I making that up? Did I dream that? Because what a dream.
There's a BBC article called Why I Cut Off My Penis.
Really? And why did he do it?
It's a big article. I might have to read the whole thing.
I assume it's a form of allyship, you know, to show women...
When I'm actually having the act of sex, it's not like, oh, I wish I still had my shit. It's like, I'm in there like it used to be, he says in the film. Does it? Wow. Oh, he's an American guy.
Well, of course.
It just happens to be on the
BBC. Of course it's going to be a fucking American guy.
There's a whole article here. Just, yeah.
Okay.
We don't have time to read the whole article.
I reckon it was an act of feminism.
It might have been.
Are you a feminist, Anthony?
I would say yes, but also men who own the feminist brand are a bit douchey. If you met a man and within 5 minutes he was like, I'm a feminist, and just like owned it.
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, if you do believe in equality, maybe you should chop your own penis off.
No, that's when feminism goes too far.
It can never go too far.
It goes too far and it goes extreme, and then it's not equal anymore. It's all about equality, remember? You've said that.
Yeah. Sounds like someone needs to read some Gloria Steinem and chop their willy off. Anyway. So.
No matter how well this podcast does, I'm probably not going to do that.
Okay. Well. Just know that the women of the world are listening and they're hearing what you're saying. And that is that.
Do you reckon you have...
You're not a true ally.
Do you reckon you have many female audience, women audience members?
I do have some. I've been starting getting more female audience members on some of my, you know, on some of my TikToks where I've talked about yeast infections and thrush. There's a lot of women that have commented, you know, been like, you know, relating to, not me saying I have an endless amount of yeast infections, but there's been a few things I posted recently talking about, you know vaginal issues, and I've had some women, you know, be like, it's got the ladies engaged. You know, I'd like to think I am a genderless podcast, even though my audience still is 95% horny men.
It's the brand that you set up yourself. I think you know this.
True. And where would I be without them? Where would I be? Nowhere.
You'd probably be considering your second PhD, maybe.
Probably. Yeah, I'd be in fucking... I'd still be in working in adult social care, I reckon. Like, earning no money.
Is there no money in adult social care?
Adults, what, wiping arses?
No.
No, there is no money in wiping arses.
Wait, social care? I thought social care was more than wiping arses.
Well, sometimes it's mental health support, but...
Yeah, I thought this...
At the end of the day, you're if you're not wiping an ass, you're wiping like a metaphorical ass of society, you know?
That's interesting.
Beautiful, some would say. Should we answer some fan problems?
Let's do it.
Oh, who's that?
Oh, it's at the door. Do you want to? Okay, go get it. We'll
yeah,
we'll,
sorry, we'll I'll go cut, get we'll the door. I'll go get the door. Sakes.
Amazon delivery?
No, it's my probation officer.
Oh.
There's
definitely a story in here.
Yeah, he won't. There's this case against me. Something about stalking DILFs.
Oh.
No, and they just, I have to spend, you know, between the hours of 8 and 8, I have to be in my my home. I'm not allowed out. Well, so from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. I've got to stay indoors, and I'm also not allowed within like a mile radius of any gyms, particularly gyms that host like Tai Chi classes, because I've got to stay away from DILFs or sexy middle-aged men, because I don't know, there was this documentary someone posted about me. It said I was a predator, hunting sexy middle-aged men, but yeah, I don't know, whatever.
That's not cool. We need to reform you.
Yeah, no, it's not. I mean, to me, that's more of that sex negative stuff, to be honest. You know, the probation officer was a Zoomer with cat ears on. He was like, how dare you try and have sex? Fucking hell, mate.
It's just the DILFs are just so irresistible. Apparently. Is that true?
Yeah. I mean, fucking hell. What's wrong with some wholesomeness? DILFs are very wholesome.
DILFs are not for you to enjoy.
Whatever, you sound just like him. Right. We've got some problems that my fans have sent him. So, let's talk about this. So, we did actually just have some technical issues. I had to get my oil changed. That's something I have to do sometimes. I have to go and put oil up my butthole. Sorry about that, Anthony.
It's okay. It was really uncomfortable for him.
Yeah.
Can you hire someone else to do that from now on?
I don't know, man. It's a difficult life being a robot, a cyborg, some would say. I was created by nerds in Silicon Valley as the perfect woman. And that's a burden I have to bear. So, yeah, that's what just happened. Anyway, let's answer some fan problems. So, someone has asked me, well, it's less of an ask and more of a, this might be a problem, okay? My dick only gets hard when my girlfriend is mean to me. That's interesting. Now, of course, that probably speaks to some... I don't want to say you have issues, because that's not... I mean, who doesn't have issues? But obviously there's something inside you that... like, that must come from some kind of trauma, I want to say.
I mean, it's definitely not an ideal situation. However, as we know, there's women out there who love this stuff.
There are so many women who would love to just be mean to a boyfriend all the time.
Do you think his girlfriend is just mean in general, or she's playing into it? because you know.
Yeah. I don't know. That's what I don't know. I didn't get enough information, but, you know, I would say you can, don't let it be a problem, you know? If she's got no problem being mean to you, then let her be mean. I mean, that kind of sounds pretty great. You know, she can take out all her frustration on you whenever she wants. She's never got to think, oh, you know, maybe he's had a hard day. Maybe I should, you know, not put any of my baggage onto him. She just put all her baggage onto you. So to be honest, I think that sounds like pretty ideal situation. Like, there's a lot of women who do just want to be mean to their boyfriends. And that sounds like a winning combination for a lot. I don't think I'm mean.
If you had a boyfriend and after 6 months or so he said this exact problem, if he said it to you directly, how would you react?
You see, it's interesting. I actually don't think I'm that. Like, I do get requests on OnlyFans for people asking me to be mean to them. And I do it, but I don't massively enjoy being that mean. I think I might actually be a nice person. Yeah. Like, I don't like degrading someone hugely. I like it, like, I like doing like the dominant stuff, but I don't massively think like, ooh, I love being proper horrible.
See, we've had guests on this podcast who really lean into that. And you seem to be quite shocked by some of the stuff that they do. So you're innocent by comparison.
Maybe I am. Well, having said that, there is loads of videos of me being really mean.
Well, there you go. If that's what you're looking for.
Yeah. Because I'll still do that. But yeah. I mean, there's lots of things you do that for money that you don't massively enjoy, but you do it. Because it's still fun, you know?
We're going to get into the ethical conundrum of being an OnlyFans creator now.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's what I would say about that, really, to be honest. Just embrace it. You know, let your little Willy Winker get hard as she, you know, tells you you're a failure. And I'm interested to know how, like, deep this meanness is. Like, is it an honest meanness or is it just like a silly meanness?
What if she's just a proper mean girlfriend and it's not a role play thing and he just loves it and he's afraid to tell her? That's kind of what it sounds like to me. Think? Like, he should have a chat with her.
Yeah. Try and explore your feelings. I'd probably go to a sex therapist if I were you. Just be like, what does this mean? You don't need to fix it, but I think you should just be like, what does this mean? Who am I? Where am I? You know? So, might be worth doing. Right. So, someone else has asked me. I've had two girlfriends and I haven't been able to come with both of them. Ooh. Interesting, interesting. It's interesting to hear this from a man. Because as far as I'm aware, men just need to put it in something and they come. That's normally how sex works, right, for men?
I think that's the majority, but everyone has issues and this apparently is an issue.
Well, yeah. So yeah, I mean, you always hear it the other way around. Like, a woman has been with, women can go years or decades and not come or whatever with a partner. Men, you don't hear it as much. So again, I like to see the equality. You know, if someone's having bad sex, we should all be having bad sex in solidarity. That's what I believe. But I would say if you're not able to come, I'm assuming that must be some kind of nerves thing.
Maybe he has a masturbation problem and he does it a lot alone? Just, you need to know more information.
Well, it's either, it's one or the other. So one, it could be that you're gay, right? Well,
I mean, sexuality could be a big part of it. Yeah. And you used to figure that out.
Two, the wanking. So it's either you wank too much and maybe you have a porn problem and you can only come when there's porn, or you're not wanking enough because you don't know what you like. So I think it's one of those two. So if it's a, if you're wanking too much, it's, you need to give up porn. You know, you need to give up looking at, you might have an addiction, because a porn addiction, like, normally stops people being able to have sex in real life. It's either that, or if you're, if you don't wank often, I'm telling you, you need to sit in your room and have some serious wanking sessions, because, you know, you need to think, what is it that I want? You know, what things make me tick? You know, I am prescribing you wanking. You could go to my OnlyFans if you want to, you know. There's that. So, you know, that those are things that I would consider. Also, is your, are your girlfriends coming? Is it just bad all round for everyone? Or is it just you that can't come?
Your fans need to give more detail. Give a shout out to the people. Give more detail.
We need more detail. Yeah, these people, I'd like to, I'd say I'd like to have a conversation with them, but actually a lot of people who sent in my problems are really weird people.
Maybe you should,
I don't know if I want an extended conversation with them.
Maybe you should do more voice notes. Get people to send in voice notes.
We should do that. You know what? Yeah.
What's the best platform for people to send your voice notes?
I will give you my personal WhatsApp. No, I will not be doing that. Fucking hell. Yeah, I need to create, I'm sure there's some kind of link you can create.
Can you do it? People, like, you can do it on Instagram though, can you? And can you go, are you able to, would you be happy to go through a load of Instagram voice notes and pick some for the podcast?
I don't think you can do it on Instagram.
I'm sure you can, but maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, no. You know, you can send voice notes just like in my DMs.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's true. Oh my God. I had someone the other day send me like a voice note on a dating app.
Oh, you can send voice notes on dating apps?
Yeah, weird. It was like,
oh God. That does not.
He said, shall I play it?
I'm all for this. If you think it's like a breach of privacy,
no,
or something.
No. I'll go get my phone. One sec.
Okay, go for it. This could be golden, or it could be, I don't know, like an actual breach of privacy. Nah.
Okay, so let me get this. This exchange I had. So there's someone I matched with, and then he said, "How's Samsara going?" Do you know what that means?
No, what's Samsara?
Well, yeah, so I said, what is Samsara? This is the first message. And then he sent this voice note.
It's the cycle of death and rebirth. Mainly comes from Buddhism, Hinduism. And like depending on your life. Like if you look at it in terms of like afterlife. In terms of how you live, you get born into a better life, and if in your past life you sort of cause a lot of pain to a lot of people, then you will have a worse life in your next life when you get reborn again.
What the fuck am I meant to say to that?
I mean, that's deep.
And weird.
That's...
How wanky.
He's definitely...
Could you possibly...
He's definitely making the decision to... show you his personality early on, and that's part of it. Like, I don't think he's being funny. I don't think he's taking the piss. I don't think he's being cruel. He's like, I want to meet a woman who's open to this.
Like, what am I, I'm gonna be like, yeah, wow, I just I feel that like life and death is like, shut up. Like, what the fuck am I meant to say? But yeah, I was like, oh, I'm not responding to that.
There's a film, I think it might be a documentary, called Samsara, Death and Rebirth in Cambodia.
But also, what's he trying to ask? He's trying to ask if I'm evil, isn't he? Because he's saying, are you experiencing a lot of hardships? If you are, that means you did bad things in a previous life.
Maybe he's... I mean, he's either singling you out and going, this is a bad person. Or he's like... or he's throwing it out there to check if you're a bad person.
Yeah, that's like... That's weirder... Weirder than not asking about horoscopes, I think.
The real question, though, that everybody wants to know is, how did you respond and are you still talking to him?
No, I haven't responded. I'm not responding.
Maybe respond now on the podcast. Oh my God, they sent him a voice note back saying, just so you know, this is on my podcast, and reply, I just say whatever. And then, and
I'm scared. I don't want him to like curse me or something.
Okay.
I feel like he might be.
Do you think if he.
He might have like magic powers or something.
Do you think if he came across this podcast, he'd be mad?
He doesn't sound horny enough to listen to this podcast, to be fair. Because if you were truly horny, you would not ruin your chances by sending messages like that. Do you think?
Yeah, maybe not. Do you? What do you put on your dating profile? Is this? Are we allowed to talk about this? Like, do you tell them what you do?
Well, one thing I will just say, one prompt I put, which I think is hilarious. This is just one prompt I'll tell you I put. It said, what's your greatest strength? Guess what I said.
Can I say one word to guess?
Yeah.
And that word is grippy.
Yeah. Did you? Well, I said grip. I also was so tempted. There was another prompt. It was like, what was it? It was, what's something you recently discovered about yourself? And I wanted to say, I have HPV, but I did. I was like, I better not.
Yeah, for a dating app, I don't know. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to presume, I think I know which dating app this is, and it's the one that I've never used in my life, and I don't really use them anymore, but I heard there's one where you can put a load of stuff on, like voice notes and all that stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that is something. I have HPV. I recently discovered. Should I be putting this out on the internet?
I can't tell if this is a joke or not, but carry on. This is your podcast.
It's not an STD. It's not something you test for at the clinic, but it is. I have HPV, which is hot petite vagina. So there you go. That's right, guys. Got a bad case of HPV. Anyway, I think that's enough for today, isn't it?
If you think so, we hit some marks.
Yeah, I think we put the world to rights. We, you know, explored new frontiers in the pursuit of knowledge, I believe. And there are people sat at home right now listening to this or watching this, and they're either wanking off or they're crying from the way their worldview has been shaken from the things that we have discussed here today. And I like to think that I'm leaving a philosophical mark on the world. So
that Samsara guy would love this.
Yeah, fuck Samsara guy, if you're out there, don't send that voice note ever again. Please don't.
I really, really hope he comments. Like, if he is a listener, this is just perfect.
I do not. He sounds like he has too refined a knowledge to listen to my podcast. I feel like he's a wanker, but he's definitely a thinker of a wanker. And I don't know if this is a thinking man's podcast, but hey ho. Anyway, thank you guys for listening and thinking about life. And don't forget to click like and subscribe. And I will see you in the next one. Bye-bye.